Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Pundits are parsing justices' questioning during this week's oral arguments in advance of the Supreme Court possibly deciding by June whether gay couples can marry nationwide. Let's take the public pulse with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, Frank, it's certainly beyond dispute that there's been an enormous societal shift in attitudes regarding same-sex marriage. I would posit much more a revolution than an evolution.
Well, it certainly has been swift, Dave. As recently, I might point out, as 2009, less than half of Americans said yes when we asked them, do you think that marriages between same-sex couples should be recognized by law as valid? It was only 40%, in fact, in our poll in 2009. Just 2 years later, 2011, it had gone above the 50% mark, and since then it has stayed there, generally speaking. Our most recent poll had it up at 55%. Some other polls actually have it slightly higher than that now. So clearly, in just a matter of several years, we've seen a minority position become a majority position in terms of Americans' attitudes towards same-sex marriage.
So with that, let's focus on the new minority.
Well, we look carefully to see what's dividing Americans on this issue. And as we've just talked about, a little over 4 out of 10 Americans say no, and close to 6 out of 10 Americans say yes about same-sex marriage. I look very carefully, two deciding variables, two very, very important variables in splitting these two groups are party, partisanship, and religion. And actually, religion is slightly more important than any other variable. If you attend church weekly, Dave, in American society today, 29% of you say you approve of same-sex marriage. And go all the way down the list to those who say they never attend church, it's up to 75%. So that's a 46 percentage point spread based on church attendance, which is a good proxy measure for religiosity. In fact, a couple of years ago when we asked opponents of same-sex marriage why, in their own words, the number one reason given was the Bible, a religious rooting in their opposition. So it's very clear that religion is a major underlying variable in these overall attitudes. Politics, Republicans and Democrats, very different. 72% of Democrats say yes. That's 28% of Republicans.
Frank, I might have thought age would also be a primary correlate.
Age is correlated, but not as much as the two that we just talked about, religion and party. If you're 18 to 29, 73% approve. And if you go to seniors, 65 and over, it's 41% that approve. That's about a 30, 32 percentage point difference, not as big as the difference between weekly church attenders and those, as an example, who don't attend church at all.
How many American couples are in same-sex marriages?
You know, the census doesn't have those data, at least not in any solid way. They simply haven't been asking those questions historically. But we are able to calculate it here at Gallup because we ask every night in our tracking if people self-identify as LGBT. And more recently, we've been asking Americans who say they are LGBT, identify as lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender, and who tell us they are married. We say, are you married to a same-sex or opposite-sex partner? Our data allow us to conclude that 0.03% of American adults are same-sex married. And we calculate that's about 780,000 Americans who are in same-sex marriages. So that's about as definitive a figure as we're going to get at this point.
Let's turn to finances. The number of Americans seeking unemployment aid plummeted to the lowest level in 15 years last week, and Frank, consumers boosted spending in March by the largest amount in 4 months. In addition, the stock market is generally at the top of a long-term run-up. And Frank, I'm wondering if Americans agree that stocks are the best long-term investment.
They don't. We give Americans five choices: real estate, stocks, gold, savings or CDs and bonds, and say, all right, which is the best long-term investment? The question you just mentioned. And real estate wins out. We just asked that question a week or two ago. 31% of Americans choose real estate, 25% choose stocks, and 19% choose gold, even though most investment advisors probably would say that stocks are, in fact, the best long-term investment. That's a big change. As recently as 2011, both real estate and stocks were down just in the teens in terms of the percent of Americans who chose them, and gold was winning out. 34% of Americans said gold was the best investment as recently as 4 years ago in 2011. So gold has lost its luster, so to speak, Dave, and real estate and stocks are back up.
So let's focus then on real estate. Are American homeowners bullish on the value of their own homes?
Certainly more than they have been in the past. 74% of homeowners now say that their house is worth more than they paid for it. So they're above water, at least by that measure. And back in 2009, that was only 53%. So clearly homeowners are recognizing that the value of their house is going up. And we have more optimism now that the prices of houses in general are going to be going up. 59% of Americans, whether you own a home or not, say that they think prices of houses in their area will be increasing. And again, we don't have to go back very far in history. Just in 2009, that was only about one out of five Americans, 22%, who said housing values were going to increase. So we do see more optimism about housing on the part of the average American.
Frank, we have time for a little history lesson. Now, President Barack Obama recently completed his 25th quarter in office, and I understand that puts him in relatively rare recent company.
It does. Since World War II, taking out Harry Truman, because he became president in World War II, we've only had five presidents who've made it to their 25th quarter in office. Of course, you have to be reelected to get there, because there are four quarters per year. So if you serve one term, that's 16 quarters and so forth. So to get to your 25th quarter, you have to be where Obama is now. The others were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Bill Clinton, and George W. Bush. And Obama's approval rating in his 25th quarter, which just ended on April 21st, was 46%. And that ties in with Reagan, actually. Reagan's 25th quarter, which you'll remember well, was back in 1987, showed him with a 46% job approval rating as well. Very interesting when I talk about this with people who had the highest rating in their 25th quarter.
I might guess Eisenhower.
Well, you might. That would be 60%, but you would be wrong, Dave. It's actually Bill Clinton. This was back in 1999, and that's the quarter during which the Senate voted on his impeachment. And yet at that time, his average job approval rating was 65%, the highest of any of the presidents since World War II for their 25th quarter.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.